To listen to the president during the State of the Union speech last month, you'd think the Veterans Affairs Department is firing its way to greatness. But in fact, not that much has changed for VA employees since passage of the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act last year. Jeff Neal has been following the law and its aftermath carefully. He's former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security, now with ICF, and he joins me now. And Jeff, your thesis is that you really can't fire your way to greatness. And in fact, the firing levels going on at VA are just about the yearly norms for an outfit that big.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I think that's about right. A lot of people look at ways to make the federal government better, and they seem to zero in on this idea that the government needs to fire more people, that it's too hard to deal with problem employees. And that's based on feedback from employees. Employees do say that the government doesn't do enough, their agency doesn't do enough to deal with employees who don't or can't or won't perform. So that logically leads people to think, oh, we should fire a lot of people and that will make things better. And the truth is it doesn't really work that way. Granted, this bill did make it easier to deal with problem employees in the VA, and there's probably been a small uptick in the number of people being fired. But even if you get rid of the bad employees in an organization, it doesn't do anything to help the good employees. And the good employees is the vast majority of them. So I always worry when people focus on doing firings, but they don't focus on doing things like training their employees or making certain that they have the tools they need to do their jobs. You know, there's a lot more that goes into organizational performance than simply a count of how many people you can fire.
Besides, that metric was kind of not all that meaningful. I mean, the department has 300 and some thousand employees, so any organization is going to have 2,500 people turn over in a year anyhow.
Probably. Although there, you know, I did do a piece on firing people a few months ago where I found one agency that, granted, was a much smaller agency. They only had about 5,000 employees, and they had fired two. So, there are some extremes in government. But VA is a very large department, second largest in the government among civilian employees. And so it really is it's not a number that should scare people who are proponents of the civil service. When you see that VA, you know, in a year might get rid of, you know, 2,500 employees, maybe 1% of their workforce, that's not mass firing. That's not anything that people should be terrified of. They shouldn't say that VA is going to destroy the civil service, because that firing rate certainly is not going to destroy the civil service. It's not going to hurt it a bit.
And a lot of talk has been bandied about that this act that was passed in 2017 that changes the appeals process and a few other things, probationary periods, is tantamount to eliminating Title V civil service. But you argue it's really not anything close to that.
It's not even remotely close to that. It did change the burden of proof. You know, the agency used to have to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that an action they took was the right one. Now they have to prove it by substantial evidence. So that's a lower burden of proof, but it's still substantial evidence. They still can appeal to MSPB. MSPB has less time to respond to an appeal. The employees have less time to answer any charges against them, and managers have less time to make up their mind. But the entire process from charging an employee with something to getting a decision, a final decision from MSPB, takes about 6 months. So, you know, I wouldn't say that that is moving at the speed of light, and it's certainly not getting rid of civil service protections. It's trying to move the process along much more quickly. Yeah, I think there were some early versions of that bill that would have been very bad for the civil service. You know, there was one version that said if MSPB didn't respond almost instantly, that the agency's decision would stand, which is is kind of a silly bill. But that stuff didn't make it into the final bill. And this bill has been in place for a while now. And VA has had a slight uptick in the number of people that they're firing. But they haven't gone through and done wholesale firings in the department. They haven't even come close to it. So right now, this bill is not doing any significant systemic harm to the civil service. It's not even close to doing that.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF, former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security, and one of the legislative gambits that also has been abandoned and members of Congress involved say it really is gone. And that was moving senior executives into Title 53, the same set of statutes that covers medical employees, where their system is more like it is in the private sector with peer review boards and that kind of thing. But senior executives at VA otherwise are still in Title 5.
Yes, that hasn't changed. You know, they did change some of what they did on senior executives. So there were some changes there that I probably wouldn't have made on senior executives. I would have treated them more like the rest of the employees. But for the most part, this bill has not been a bad bill. I did say when it first passed that it was very likely that if this bill didn't, if it did some good, or at least if it did no harm, that it would be very likely that we would see this kind of legislation proposed for the rest of the federal government. I thought it would take more than 6 or 8 months to do it, but what we're seeing is exactly what most of us who look at the federal workforce a lot expected. You know, when you try a reform like this in DOD or VA or some other large department, it's a way to slip in a little bit of civil service reform and see if it works. And if it works, then expand it to other places. You know, buyouts were one of those things that came about that way many years ago. And I think we'll see more of these things that have been done either in DOD or VA expanding to the rest of the federal government. And this particular one, I don't think the typical federal employee should be afraid of at all.
Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security. Find a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.